Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 grand. Good morning, Adam. Let's start in China. China's mega floods, large scale and widespread.
Yeah, China, the latest country to experience torrential rain and excessive flooding. Now, I know weather goes around. We all get weather. But we were just talking about the Gulf states and having record rainfall last week. Well, Beijing has had the most amount of rain in 140 years. So this is noteworthy. Flooding has, I don't think, hit the Chinese capital quite so much, but in Guangdong province, so further south, much further south than Beijing, towards Hong Kong, 60,000 people had been evacuated. I believe that figure's now gone up to 110,000 evacuated from their homes. Several major rivers have burst their banks. A bridge has collapsed. Swathes of farmland are underwater. And of course, that means knock-on effects about food supplies. Emergency rescue teams out in force, including the People's Army. They're talking about once in a century peak levels for rivers. So they're not necessarily rivers that are flooded yet, but they seem like they're about to. 120 million people are affected by this, if not actually necessarily underwater, but 120 million people. At one point, a million households lost all their power. Storm surges around the cities of Guangzhou, Shaoguan, and Heiyun, all on red alert. You know, they don't do things by halves in China, including the consequences of bad weather.
And then around the world in a DIY boat, it's taken 27 years to build.
Given we keep talking about floods, maybe it's a bit less nutty that Holger Boerle has spent, as you say, 27 years building a boat in his front garden. It rather appealed to me. As somebody who is rubbish at DIY, I still have two wall sockets hanging off the wall in my bedroom that I meant to put right in 2002. How many years have gone by? Anyway, this guy started building his boat 27 years ago and has almost finished. I mean, they're not hanging, it's not hanging off the wall anymore. It's a 22 meter long ocean going boat built from scratch. He got a blueprint. I mean, he did it properly. And then he hauled in the keel, 12 tons of it, aluminium hull, wood paneling, the decking, the cabins, all DIY'd from a blueprint he bought in 1997. And he is going to have it taken by truck to the River Rhine, and then he'll motor up the River Rhine and then sail around the world, he says, for 6 years. I think you can do the world in 6 years, pretty much, I think. Holger's advice for anyone, that, by the way, else who builds their boat, you have to be crazy. There again, maybe we all need an ark, the way we keep talking about the weather at the moment.
Listen to my wife as well when I say, when she says, aren't you going to throw that away? So I'll say, no, I'll eventually get to it, and I'll use this as an example.
I'll get to it.
It may take 27 years, but I'll get to it. And then too many tourists. There have been mass protests in the Canary Islands.
Yeah, tens of thousands of people taking to the streets in the Canary Islands. They're upset about mass tourism and what it's doing to the islands. And again, isn't this a global thing? More and more countries going, hang on a moment, we need to control numbers, or at least we need to control the flow of people. It's about 2 million people who live in the Canaries. So Gran Canaria, Tenerife, Lanzarote, Fuerteventura being the big four. They get 14 million tourists every year. So seven times the population, pretty much. Now, obviously, it brings in an enormous amount of cash to the economy. And about 35-40% of jobs in the Canary Islands are through tourism. But they're saying uncontrolled tourism, and they keep seeing redevelopments and bigger developments, and in particular, the buying up of local villas and houses. And they say it's harming the environment, and local prices are being driven up. And it is the global theme, the agony and ecstasy of tourism. But being your intrepid reporter, Lester, I've decided that I will need to view this firsthand. So I am off to Fuerteventura tomorrow, where obviously I will take in the pools, gyms, spas, paella and sangria, 10 days of sunshine and beach. And of course, I'll be loaded with guilt for what I will have done to Fuerteventura with my hard earned.
Just say you paid for it before you got your conscience, Adam Gilchrist. Chat to you again.
Correct.
Enjoy your holiday at the weekend.